You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia tau te rangi mari e, o rangi nui e tui honei, o papu tuanuku e takatonei, o te tai ao e awhinei I a tātou, tihei Māori ora. This is The Green Desk on 95BFM.
Today on The Green Desk, producer Jack Marshall had a chat with Holly Dove from the Kiwi Bottle Drive, an organisation which is pushing to implement a bottle deposit system in New Zealand, with an aim to get more plastic recycled and less plastic in our environment and the oceans.
Now, the United Kingdom is introducing a bottle return scheme that would return a small amount of money for all drink containers, whether that's plastic, glass or metal, and they've just implemented that at the moment, and now you're calling on the government to implement something similar. Would you just kind of give a little explainer as into what you like about the UK scheme and how you'd like to see something similar here?
Cool, awesome. Yeah, so we're really excited that the UK at last is doing this, and it's been quite a few years of people pushing to make that happen. Really great to see that actually coming into place in the UK. It's already happened actually in Scotland last year, so now England's joined, which means I think the whole of the UK is going to be doing it. And so this is a scheme that any country in the world could have. It's really amazing because what it means is that it's just basically the fastest way to really quickly reduce litter rates and up recycling rates. So in countries that have had bottle deposits, we've seen recycling rates go up to 85% and beyond, where New Zealand at the moment is sitting on like 35 to 40% recycling rate, which is just a bit sad. What's really cool as well is that litter goes down by 65% and more. So it's like the fastest way for us to actually get litter off our beaches, to get collection points where we can actually collect drink containers, but also glass, aluminium, anything that holds some kind of drink would actually be part of this whole scheme. And there'd be sort of collection depots all around the country where people would turn their bottles or cans and get a 10 cent refund. So it's a really amazing system that New Zealand could have in the blink of an eye, and we just need to do it.
And it sounds kind of like a win-win situation, really, like in terms of all the countries that are listed on the reports and things that come out. Recycling goes from, like you say, 35-40% up to 90% and more just from having these small schemes. I imagine that would pay for itself environmentally very fast.
Yeah, it totally would. It's just completely a win-win situation. And other awesome benefits from it, it's cash for community groups because lots of the depots can actually be run out of recycling centres that often community run that actually often quite strapped for cash. So it's a really good way for them to actually make a profit as well. And like Scouts Australia, for instance, actually gets $25 million a year from deposit schemes. And that's from community recycling programs. And so it's just a really amazing way for communities to make a bit of cash. It's a really good way to create green jobs. It's a way for councils to save lots of money on litter and also on recycling schemes that aren't working. And it's just a really amazing way for us to clean up the environment. And we even have it already in our Waste Minimisation Act. The only thing that needs to happen is for the government to say yes, and we could have those schemes tomorrow. So that's why we're pushing for it.
So we just need the political will.
Exactly.
And I've actually read online about the kind of specific issue of the actual plastics being used. So I've read the Norwegian government had large drink companies actually change the plastics they used to fully recyclable kinds of plastic. Is this something you're looking at advocating for here, or is that on the cards?
Totally. So I think what happens with the deposit systems is that it actually creates an incentive for companies to recycle more because they're actually getting access to all of this like clean plastic. It means that recycling rates go up heaps, which in turn means that it's actually more profitable for companies to use recycled plastic instead of virgin plastic, which means we create less plastic. So it's basically just providing this incredible platform for companies to either use recycled material, even like redesign bottles that are going to be longer lasting, and you could refill, for instance, which I think happened in Denmark. So there's just lots of different ways. It basically is a way for us to get lots and lots of clean recyclable material that then companies have much more sort of incentive to actually use. Because right now what we're seeing is like heaps of contamination. And yeah, and essentially it's just ended up that we don't recycle much at all in New Zealand, and it could be totally different.
Mm. And so what are the next kind of steps for your organisation going forward from here?
So what we need to do is we need to show public support, and we do have public support. We've seen research that shows that about 90% of New Zealanders are really keen to have bottle deposit system, but the next step is actually demonstrating that. So that's why we'd love people to get on board and join us. We've got a petition we've got going at the moment, which you can find on our website, www.kiwibottledrive.nz, and you can go on and sign our petition, and that's showing that you actually, yeah, not only just support it because you think it's cool, but actually you're saying you support it. And that's what we really need, is to show the government that there is this really strong public support to have bottle deposits. And we've seen that happen heaps with like the plastic bag, yeah, anti-plastic bag campaigns that have been happening. And that's been really amazing to see so many people coming out in support of having a ban on plastic bags. And we'd love to see the same thing happen with bottle deposits. And that's really what will make the difference, is people showing their support.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Modi Order.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.